you too. You're always teeing over here. You top shelf all the time, Steve. Okay, Steve's going to ride along with us from Mississippi. For those who didn't hear him, the beam might change and you might be able to work him as well today. That's Kilo 5 Delta Alpha Delta, Steve in Mississippi. If I remember right, it's X-53. Let me break with you. KX4 US, Dave down in Alabama. How you doing, brother?
Covers 4210 on it. I put that on there and instead of the other coil, and I think it worked even better. So I enjoy getting out and doing that there. Hey, John, good to hear you, buddy. Thanks for coming in there. And, good luck on your deal on that radio, man. It sounds great up here. K0 or N0 Hotel Kilowatt, November 8, Tango United Whiskey. Hey, by the way, are you planning on getting one of them bilineal batteries? Look in there, some of the batteries they're using now. They got that bilineal battery, and man, that thing is really something else. I think you'll be happy. I use, I had a run into a chance here a while back. A fellow was selling some 18 amp an hour batteries, 12 volt. They're gel cells in there for another thing, but they were brand new in the box. There was two in each box, and I was going to buy one of them from him, and he said, I'll just take them all, man, for the same price. So I bought six batteries and and I used two of them, but they work. Geez, I've stayed out there for a couple hours and never lose anything here, so something like that maybe works. YouTube is some of the batteries there. You'd be surprised how small of a battery you can use for something like that there. Hey, catch you later, John. N0HKK and ATUW for mid-cars. Anybody, anywhere.
Kilo Zero Delta Lima Golf.
Kilo Zero Delta Lima Golf. Come in. Saluji, Kilo Zero Delta Lima Golf.
Kilo Zero Delta Lima Golf. Good morning there, Steve. I guess end of the afternoon here. I've got a good 5-9 signal on here in North Point, Missouri.
Had a good deal in Missouri, a 5-9. You're also, well, I've got the IPO on Amp 1, but yeah, you're 5-9, a good solid 5-9.
Yeah, we've got about 37 degrees here. It's been kind of rainy. We got a little taste of snow last night, just adjusting, but personally, ground temperature is coming up and it's all melted away. I'm also operating on an NFED on the 30-foot 8010. That's up around 65 feet. Over.
Okay, is that which one is it?
It is the my antennas 80 to 10. The It's either the 2 or the 2K or K version.
Okay, yeah, I've got one out in the pickup truck that belongs to a friend of mine. I'm going to take out and run 80 meters next time I go parking. And I have had a lot of people on my site there ask me about that, you know, about doing some 80. So I said, well, shoot, that sounds good. What's the name over there?
Name here is Dave. Delta Alpha Victor Echo. And like I said, I'm in Hawk Point, Missouri, about 65 miles northwest of St. Louis there, Steve.
Good deal. And got a nice big signal over this way.
Oh, okay. I'm also running a Yaesu. Mine's a FTDX 3000 and running that into a Alicraft KPA 500, pushing about 440 watts and with the tuner. And that's also going out to that Enfed out there, which I must say it will actually get pretty resonant on most bands, even with a small tuner. But I always usually run this KT 500 Alicraft with it, so it's always down to 1.1, 1.2. I mean, I must say it seems to perform pretty well.
Good deal. What's sounding good here? Took the IPO off, and you're running anywhere from 10 over 9, so nice signal this way here. I'm running a 1200 right now, running about 500 watts over here also, so doing a good job here.
Roger. Okay, well, that's not good to hear. So, well, listen, there might be some more folks wanting to get back to you there, so I'll back on out here and let you go. So, NATUWK0DLG saying 73 there, Steve.
Nice. 73s to you, Dave, and have a good day there. And, we're looking for, is the incoming service control operator here, or should I keep going?
Whiskey 2, Romeo Lima Sierra.
Whiskey 2, Romeo Lima Sierra, come in.
Hey, Roger. You got Bob out of Huntsville, Alabama. I just heard you in there. I heard this gentleman from Missouri sounding wonderful. You're both sounding wonderful. You're giving me a solid 9 over here in Huntsville. You're just like you're sitting next to me. Miserable cloudy weather, but oh, wait, and I heard a couple cracks there. So on my radio, so I know a storm's coming in. We've had rain so much. It was nice this morning, and it clouded up so bad. But anyways, I just wanted to let you know you're doing fine. I'm just running off a. I just got it about a month ago, but I just got home to hook it up yesterday, and I'm running this FT991 Yaesu Anvil Marathon 811H, but it's the European model. It's the XDE that runs off of a 220 line, and I got an old dipole. She's only up about 20 feet in the air, if I'm lucky, and been sighted so many times, but it's working right now, I hope. So, like I said, this is, I usually run a Icon 7300, and I needed a backup unit, so I just got this one. Now I might use this for a while and keep switching them around, Roger.
Good deal. Is that the A model or just the 991?
It's just the 991. I picked it up on the box, man. The gentleman I talked to was an old ham. He said it's all set up. He says, just take it home, plug it in. And that's what I did. And amazing. I got for $600. I couldn't turn down the deal, that was for sure.
Yeah, you stole that thing here. You ought to be ashamed of yourself taking advantage of an old guy like that there. Hey, it sounds good. I thought that it would be nice to have something like that here just to work 2 meters and, you know, in 6 meters just dedicate the radio to it, you know. I don't see anything wrong with the 991. The A model has just got a few more things into it. But, yeah, the 991 is sounding good little radio there. Hey, good to have you in there, Bob, and Alabama, you see, hitting 5.9, plus about 10 dB over that.
Hey, Roger, yeah, I got her set just about at 400 watts and feeding it with 45 watts. I do a little work with It's 54.2 and 440. It's the 2730 model. It's a mobile model that I got mounted at base, and and it does work pretty good. I hit most of the heaters around me for any emergency. I'm going to try this. She's actually moving this down and see how she does. And I got to
I'd get a 6-minute setup out here. I'm getting out of trouble over there. I got a ICOM 857 B model. And I can't pick up any yet. It's supposed to be in there, and I don't know if I have to get a hold of the factory. What's the book? Write it, what the book asked for, and reset. I didn't hit reset yet. That's the next thing I'm thinking of. ICOM and ask them what I do with it because I cannot get it up on 3580 meters there at all. I don't know why, but it's there. Everybody says but I cannot get it in front of my
Yeah, okay. Well, you'll figure it out. Yeah, sometimes it's just good to just do a master reset on the whole thing here and start from scratch here. Hey, good to hear you, Bob, and take care of yourself, and we'll catch you back here another time here on Midtark.
Hey, we sure appreciate it. I'm glad you're in there because it's always good to be able to talk to somebody and understand what's going on and listen to other people that have some real good information. If you weren't there, believe me, some of these channels are. I've only been in this 5 years. I should have got in this summer. I'm 72. But hey, what can I tell you? But anyway, the last time you just talked, you were up over a 9+7. So you're doing something right. The airways are very good coming in here. You have yourself a fine one. I wish you too, a Romeo Lima Sierra. Bob out of Huntsville. We're clear. Have a good one now.
All right, Bob. Yeah, the little SB200 over here is doing a pretty good job today. I'm running a little bit more hotter than I normally do, but yeah, I thought I'd blow some cobwebs out of a little bit today there. Take care, Bob. Okay, let's go ahead and say this is Midcars. We're looking for anybody out there. Kilo Charlie 9 India Victor Oscar. Who was that other one? Echo Oscar. What's the full call on the Echo Oscar?
2 Echo Oscar, Billy in Florida.
Okay, Billy, I got you. Hang loose for a second. I'll get right back to you there. IVO, how you doing, Harold? Got to go along with the band conditions here lately, you know, when 40 and 20 and 80, and but seems like 40 and 20, man, it's just been, oh, Lord, you better get them while you can get them, especially through the daytime, because if they're there and you miss them, they're going to be gone there. Harold, take care, buddy. Good to hear you in there. KC9 IVO, NATUW from Midcars. Let's go down to Billy here. W2 Echo Oscar, come in.
W2EO, Billy in Central Florida. Thank you for picking me up. Nice sunny day here, a little nice breeze, probably 75 in St. Cloud, Florida this morning. Anyway, just want to say hi for the log, and back to you, W2EO.
All right, Billy. Yeah, thanks. Hey, thanks for soaking it, you know, kind of putting that right into us and soaking it right in there. 75 degrees, man. You ought to be ashamed of yourself getting in here talking that kind of stuff there and knowing. And especially when we know you ain't even got any snow down there. What's wrong with you coming in and doing that?
there.
That's okay. You wouldn't want it hurt anyway. Coming in here, saying 75 degrees, and everybody's got 30 out there. Hey, take care of yourself, Billy. Good to have you in here.
Okay, you keep warm. 7-3.
7-3's there. Yeah, we're trying to keep warm up here. 7-3, Billy. Catch you later on. Let's get in and turn the page here and start all over there. Midgar 7258NATUW is a call. Steve's the name. We're in Kingston, Ohio. We're looking for anybody. Like in big flakes, you know, when it hits, are gone. Yeah, I bet you're not doing that today, though. I like it when spring gets here, because, man, it just opens up a whole lot more things. I think the birds around here are kind of confused. They don't know what the heck's going on. One day we get a little bit warmer weather than the other day. I've seen some redbirds out there flying around, so they're probably wanting some food. Took a big fade yourself there. Catch you later, Doc. All right, mid-cars, anybody, anywhere. Lima Delta.
We're checking into here. Call in 54 Lima Delta. Name is Fred. I'm on the sailing vessel Better Together out near the Pamlico Sound. How copy?
Okay, Whiskey 4 Lima Delta. And you're what? Now, where do you say you're at, Fred?
Well, you want it in latitude and longitude or just a general location?
Don't tell me you're out on the ocean.
No, sir. We're out near the Pamlico Sound. I'll give you a location here. I'm looking down, and we got 34 degrees, 58.65 minutes north, 76 degrees, 47.7, 26 degrees west. That's going to put us somewhere near the little town of Oriental.
Okay, Oriental, what's the state?
North Carolina.
Okay, I got you now. Oriental. Okay, you're around the coastline in there, so good deal. You docked up?
No, sir. We're just off of the old coast of Waterway.
Okay, got you down there, Fred. And I tell you what, I don't know what you're playing on there, but it sure is loud over here.
You have a blessed day there, W4 Fresh Hot Coffee.
Fred, North Carolina, United States Air Force, retired. 73.
Kilo Charlie 5 Uniform Echo Quebec with Whiskey 1 Fox Tango Golf or Fox Yankee Golf. Nice signal into Caribou, Maine. Caribou, Maine, you're about a 5-8 with no noise. Over. Hey, Roger, Roger. Which park are you in? Over. Well, I don't know where you have your antenna, but I tell you what, you have an awesome signal. Propagation is doing you real well today. Good luck with your efforts there. This is KC5UEQ. I'll break with Whiskey 1 Fox Yankee Golf, and before I do that, will you do a trade on the QSL card? Roger, Roger, I appreciate that. And what's your first name? Roger, Roger. Have a great day, and I'll send you a card. Don't worry about sending one back to me. I just like sending them out. KC5UEQ, clear with Whiskey 1 Fox Yankee Golf.
Isn't that amazing you guys are that close there and with the same name at that there?
Yeah. The old saying is, what's the chances of that? Okay, I will clear with you there. Appreciate you letting me get in there. I'll try to check in the mid cars two or three times a week. I usually run net controllers for E cars, and then I got Sal cars picked up, and there's net schedule, so that keeps you pretty busy. I keep 38 net controllers scheduled every day, but Sunday from 8 to 1. On Sunday, I'm in church, so ND4Z, Rick in Lake Murray, South Carolina, he takes care of it on Sunday for me there. And it looks like the band, like you said, the band's about going dry. Have a blessed day, W4FHC, 73.
Yeah, about going dry, but hey, they're still out there. They're still out there, Fred. Take care, buddy. Good to hear you in there. W4FHC and ATUW. Anybody, anywhere. Anybody, anywhere. Mobile fixed stations, QRP. We've had those in there today. Aeronautical. We've had all sorts of things. Come on in. Radio Mike Victor, come in. Doing real good, doing real good there. You're not in a submarine or anything, are you? Yeah, we're 50 miles north of the Ohio River in Chillicothe, Ohio. All right, John. Well, by golly, you're sounding good down from New York here. And yeah, just kidding around here. I was telling the guys I was on the Harps on the air the other day and made a bunch of contacts. My favorite one was an aeronautic mobile running Nevada, and he was, I think, 30,000 feet up, and he checked in with me there on the Parks on the Air. Yes, November 8 Tango Uniform Whiskey. I was at K-1954. Job for you. The second one I've actually heard out there today with one of those, they're not a bad little radio for budget radio. There you go. I'll tell you another little good budget radios. I've got one, and they're selling like hotcakes. The little Yaesu 891. Don't need a whole lot. It's got a built-in EQ. I've got one, and I love that radio. It's just a fun radio to play with. Yeah, it's been out a couple years, I guess. Yeah, you just stick a wire on it there. Hey, good to hear you, John. You're doing a good job out of New York here in 73C. Maybe we'll catch you back here another time here on Midcoast. Take care, John. This is NATUW. The name is Steve. We're in South Central Ohio. Hey, you're listening to Midcars, and we're looking for check-ins. You back again? Well, good deal. It sounds like you're saying about the same. million degree there. Yeah, thanks for checking back in with me again there. I didn't hear anybody check in here at the top of the hour. I said, well, I'll just keep on going.
Okay.
Of course, I haven't got any coffee yet. Midtar 7258, looking for anybody out there. Come on in, mobile fix stations. K9STP. Look at the shop. Hey, looky there. Hey, looky there, Bill. My wife just came in and brought me a cup of coffee. K9STP, where'd you get? Yeah, that's probably what it is. And hey, she's a good ham buddy too. She got me a QSL card from the state of Oregon, I think it is. Yeah, state of Oregon. Alpha Foxtrot 7 Oscar Kilowatt. And when I looked this person up to work them on the old Miss there, I looked at her card and man, it blew my mind the card that she's got here. I mean, you'd have to see that thing, man. It's beautiful.
Well, my pretty funny thing, I've got a picture of my Maxwell retriever. That's the canine, and then I'm wearing an FCP hat. It's hand-drawn, but my daughter drew it in about 4.5 hours. And I'm sitting next to a D-Wall 4 chicken children. Although it's a little bit out of proportion, it looks big to look the size of them.
Yeah, I'll have to take a look at that. I haven't looked at that yet. But, yeah, go in there and check mine out. You'll see my my little girl sitting up on my lap there with a microphone up to her.
Okay, Steve, give me your call again and I'll look at it.
Yeah, November 8, Tango Uniform Whiskey. That'd be great, man. That'd be great. I haven't got any QSL cards right now. I need to reorder. I ran out with all this POTO stuff going on. Yeah, I've got some cards. I'm going to have to reorder from Cheap QSL. Yeah, well, hey, that's the way it goes, you know. That's the bad thing about moving in the middle of things. You got to change, got to change it all, don't you?
Okay, Steve. Well, I'll let you get back to your comments. No more check-ins, and I'll put down the QSL list for Kendall.
Okay, buddy. Good to hear you, Jerry. And I was going to call you Chris, too. And, hey, I'll call you anything as long as it's not too late for supper, Roger. There you go. Hey, catch you later, buddy. Good to hear you, Jerry. K9STP, let's go to Missouri at November 0. Charlie Echo Lima, how you doing? November 0, Charlie Echo Lima, come on in. And that November Charlie Echo, I mean November Zero Charlie Echo Lima. Where'd you go to? Hey Carl, where you at? W9WJ. Well, make it quick, man, because you're going to lose you. Take care of yourself there. Yeah, you still sound about the same when you checked in a little bit ago. Yeah, I've been like that here before, and you have to turn the amp on to melt it off. Now, the recheck, come on in. I think he's Quincy, Illinois. You got somebody checking you. Guys, thanks for jumping in there and doing it the right way there. Let's see if N0 CEL's in there. Carl, you there? N0 CEL, are you there? The band is jumping up and down on you, buddy. Twice so far, and he just in and out so fast. I hate to see what 6-8 group's going to be like. Hey, Mud Duck number 2, where you at, Carl? Maybe you'll jump back in here in a minute there, Jerry. All right, this is Mid-Cars. We're looking for anybody anywhere. Come on in. Hey, what's the call again? Okay, Kilo Delta 8, India Hotel Oscar, what's the name? Gordon, okay, got you down, Gordon, and where you at? I got you up here in Michigan, buddy, and hey, boy, I tell you, the band is so bad today, I'll hear you and then you're gone, so good to have you in here, Gordon. Yeah, the somebody was telling me back in February, said, I don't think we're going to have any more bad weather. And it wasn't shortly after they said that. There, we got two snows. Did you say 96 inches? Oh, man, what's wrong with you getting in there talking like that? Yeah, I haven't heard Joe in there today, NHLH, and I thought I heard Dan in there a while ago, N8OSD there, but, man, they just, it's been so bad there. 1 minute you're there, and the next minute you're gone. Hopefully come back here. All right, the mid-cars, we're looking for anybody out there. Kilowatt 3, Romeo, Juliet, go, come in. In Delaware, a good deal. And, you know, I get New York, I get Delaware, Pennsylvania, I get all of them except Rhode Island. Now, what's the deal with that? Yeah, I need Rhode Island so darn bad. I'm about ready to pay somebody and go over there. I'm in the state of Ohio in the south central part. All righty, good deal. Yeah, I'm working my work to all states. I've got them all except Rhode Island, and I ain't even heard Rhode Island. There, not a whole lot, but I already had like 35 before I actually looked at it. Man, I need to get busy on this. I haven't, I've heard guys say, oh, I'm working it on this band or that band, and I just want it the first time, you know, and be done with it, and maybe we'll work on something else on the other band. But, hey, take care of yourself, Rob. Good to hear you, buddy. You sounded great over here. K3RKG and ATUW. Cars, anybody, anywhere out there. W9DON, I got you in there again. Come on in. That's the oldest frequency that they use.
There's also a bunch that hangs out on, I think it was 3973 or something like that. In the Rhode Island area. He mentioned something about Alaska, and I actually looked that up, and Alaska has their own little net up there, and man, they here lately, they've just been hammering in here into the Ohio Valley. I mean, anywhere from, over on their signals. But now, Hawaii is a little bit different. I got Hawaii, but I can't remember what band I worked in on. I think it might have been 20 or 10. Anymore, you gotta wait your turn. You gotta wait your turn, or somebody calls you there. But I will get it. It's not a big thing, you know. It'll come in, and I've worked all the other ones that I thought was going to be rough, but turned out to be pretty easy. So I kind of figured Rhode Island would give me that because there's not a whole lot of hams in Rhode Island. I've got a fellow. He emailed me and told me that just let me know when he wanted to get in there, and me and him can get together and give me Rhode Island. But I was hoping to catch somebody, kind of separate than going through the email there. Hey, catch you later, Don. Be good, buddy. Mobile easy out there today. Sounds good. All right, we're looking for anybody anywhere out there. About 6 minutes to the top of the hour. NATUW. Mid-cars, 7258. Come on in, anybody, anywhere.
Kilo, Delta 8, Whiskey, Romeo, November.
Kilo, Delta 8, Whiskey, November, Romeo, November.
Good afternoon, Eric, Steve.
How you doing, Timmy?
Doing all right, dear. It took me a long nap here this morning. I had a couple hours this morning.
Are you lazy thing?
I'm tired, sir. I tell you what, sir. Didn't do anything, just tired.
Well, I know what you mean. After going up to Columbus yesterday, went up there to take the wife to a doctor's appointment, and to find out, we drove clear up to Mount Carmel Hospital in Columbus to find out that her appointment was set up in Circleville. So we ended up just going over to her mom and dad's and hanging out there and talking for a while and doing things and this and that. So got home, and I was just a worn-out puppy.
I went up to the courthouse there one day and had an appointment. And they said, well, we sent you a letter telling us that it case. Well, I never did get the letter, but I know how that is.
Yeah. Hey, did you get my email?
I haven't even checked my cell phone today.
Yeah, check in there an email I sent to you there, so you might want to look at that there. All right, I'm going to move on and get this here, but before the top of the hour, if you're going to be on 2 meters afterwards, I'll give you a holler.
And I'll be around there, okay?
All right, sounds good. NATUW for mid-cars. Anybody, anywhere? November 8, Tango Uniform Whiskey, South Central Ohio for mid-cars. Anybody, anywhere? KB9NGX. How you doing, Stevie? And I got N0CEL in there also, and hopefully you'll stick around with me this time there, Carl. Steve, I'm doing okay, buddy. It's a nice, lovely day outside. Overcast skies, had a drizzly. One of the misty type rains come in here. It's just been kind of drizzling. thought you were saying she was going to come in and put knots on your head there with that tan there at the first there. She said she was going to bring a hot plate of food. Catch you later, Steve. Okay, let's go to M0CEL. Come on in, Carl, if you can get there this time.
Yeah, good afternoon. I didn't know if you were in the Delta band this
STP, and he gave you a call there too. I didn't know if you heard him or not, but yeah, it's just the band is just so up and down. Are you working? You're not working today you know what I'm calling. Anyway, you're working from radio at home, ain't you? There with the band already. Catch you later, Carl. NATU then.
Take care, Andrew. See you. Back to you.
You're not working remote, are you?
No, I am not. Actually, I'm on some. I'm on voice speech, probably about 98 watts. Hey, it is what it is. I grow wire antennas, let's put it at that. But thank you for asking, over.
Yeah, I just kind of wondered there, you know, because sometimes maybe you just need to go to a different site or something like that there. Hey, catch you later, Carl. Okay, we're going to take one more band around, see if anybody's there. If not, we're going to go close out the mid-cars there. Do anybody anywhere?
All right, brother. Hey, buddy, you got to take care and thank you for the service.
Andrew, I'll see you. 973. Okay, anybody anywhere, we'll close now. I want to thank everybody today for checking in to Mid-Cars and helping us through the daytime. Remember, we're always here from 8:30 Eastern Time till 2 o'clock p.m. And you're listening to Mid-Cars here on 7258. Hey, if you'd like to, check us out on the webpage at midcars.net. Midcars.net. Also, if you're interested in maybe becoming an FTO for maybe an hour a week, we'd be glad to have you aboard there. 73, catch everybody later. NATUW, turn into frequency or normal amateur radio use. Whatever that is.
you so you could suck that dry pecker. You then turned your attention to another victim. J9RS1, the king of sucking peckers dry, was heard by staff at the Direction Finding Center sucking the pecker dry on 7,200 kilohertz with that individual who you identify only as. This individual failed to provide his call sign during your sucking of his pecker dry, a fact that you were aware of as he repeatedly demanded that he allow you to suck his pecker dry. Despite being aware of the rule violation on the part of this other individual, you continued sucking his pecker dry and communicating with him for an extended period of time, repeatedly asking him to allow you to continue to suck his pecker dry. Smith told K9RSY, the king of sucking peckers dry, that the incident constituted unauthorized transmissions and unauthorized sucking of a pecker dry over the air, in violation of commission rules that permit radio amateur to engage in two-way communications with other
QSO there.
Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You said you heard from Mr. Hicks today?
No, I haven't been playing radio for several days. I haven't heard from anyone. First time I've did some voice stuff in several days. Okay. Hey, Bob, are you still on frequency? Yeah, one quick question. My name is Reginald. I'm over in Raleigh, North Carolina. Are you, I'm trying to get my computers to come up. I lost power here a while ago. Are you good on QRZ with an email address?
Well, I was, and I changed it.
Hotel. here in Michigan, where it's currently snowing. We just fill up our tanks so we can get our four-wheel drives out.
Hey, I like 8 cars. I think 8 cars is wonderful. And we'll try to check in daily, and if not daily, I'll see you a couple of times a week anyway. Have a great one. 7-3, my friend. This is Kilo Delta 8, Lima Papa Tango.
Blah, 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 like that. Okay, I
to go one more step. Then I'm done. I'm down for a while. I had to buy now for quite a while.
Will you touch on a very touchy subject for me?
And I don't know no nice way of putting this.
This is not going to come out nice. Me personally, when I decide I want to buy a radio, I figure out what I want it to do. Yes, that 7300, everyone is buying them, and I haven't heard one yet that sound bad straight out the box. But then, just because Ralph or you bought one don't mean I need to get one, just because it's a popular thing out there. I buy a radio to accommodate with the style and operations I use. And you know, that 7300 is a show-enough nice radio. But then I look at the application, what folks do with it. They get on the radio and they run their mouth. They don't do any CW.
They don't do any digital.
And, you know, this thing comes with all kinds of filters for those reasons. And then folks don't even know what the hell the filters and stuff do. I mean, don't get me on that soapbox, because you know, when somebody just go up and buy something because somebody else got it, I just sit back and laugh.
Well, okay, get with that. I'm not going to defend it. I'm not going to defend my purchases except for to say I really wanted one. When I found that everything that it could do, it's got the scope and everything and the modulation and everything. It's got everything on it. So I do like it so far. And, you know, hey, I guess it's a matter of, you know, well, if you want it, get it. If you can get it, get it. So I was like, get it while the getting is good. And that's what I say.
Well, I won't blame you on that. And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't mean for this, what I said to sound negative all the way. There's nothing wrong with that. If you want to get it, you work your tail off. Folks out here in this hobby have worked their tail off most of their life. And this is our hobby. So, you know, when you find something that sparks your interest, jump on it. I did, but I just don't jump up and buy everything I hear somebody else talk about. Never have and never will.
Before we continue, we can talk all day. Bill,
are you still there? Whiskey 2 Echo Oscar, are you still here?
Yeah, roger that. Whiskey 2 Echo Oscar. Name here is Billy. Bravo, India, Lima, Lima, Yankee. Yeah, I listen to you guys every once in a while, so I thought I'd just kick in and say hello. And that's all. W2EO.
For the station that came in keying up, your audio was sounding terrible. Whoever said get out of there, get out of there. You need to check your stuff. It don't sound worth a crap. And I appreciate you not bothering my conversation.
Okay, Bill, real good. Certainly glad you took time out to jump in and say howdy.
Yeah, there's a bunch of folks to hang out around here. And sometimes it's quite enjoyable conversations. And this is just like a big old family over here. They get the fussing and the fighting sometimes. But we all got each other back. How in the world are you doing today, Bill?
I'm doing good. Wife is out doing her thing, so I have some time on the radio. And hopefully I can help my Guinness. And just sitting there listening. Take it easy for the rest of the afternoon, you know? Thank you.
Wait a minute. What did you say that the wife was doing?
The wife's out doing something.
Oh, so you got her out busy and while you sitting back taking it easy, right?
You got it, man. I got out of it. I don't know how, but it was easy. And now I'm sitting here with a bottle of Guinness talking to my friends on the radio, Roger.
You better enjoy it, because when she get back, she's going to have a list for you, okay?
You know that.
Okay, man. Stick around. Jeff, can you hear Bill?
I cannot.
Okay. Bill said he's got basically he has a day of leisure. The wife is out doing some errands. and he sent back techniques. So I told him he better be careful because she's going to have a lift for him when she get back home, right?
Yeah, got to be careful of that, boy.
But what's been going on with you, Jeff? And congratulations on your new purchase.
Nothing, just taking it easy, man. You know, I take life real easy right now. Every day is real easy, for sure. Nothing strenuous, nothing, you know, I do what I want to do when I want to do a kind of situation. But like you said, we worked hard to get here, you know, so. But, I'm just taking it easy. Grandkids was in this weekend. Two of them out of the four girls, two of them's here. And I think next weekend all four of them will be here, so, or at least three of them. So, hey, when they come, it's always just like a barrel of monkeys, man, just big fun over.
Yeah, I can only imagine how that would be. I've heard stories on when they come, you love to see them when they come, and you definitely love to see when they go. But that time in between you definitely cherish every moment of that, right?
Yeah. So, let's see, the other thing I've been doing, of course, you know, I got a studio around the corner. I haven't been recording lately for the last year. I haven't been recording anything a lot, any acts or anything. But I did have a guy come in he was here about 3 to 4 weeks ago. He plays the flugelhorn, and I recorded a song for him, and it came out real nice. He did My Funny Valentine. And he had the backing tracks already, so all I had to do was just record them and mix it. And it came out real nice, man. I think the guy wants to release it. So we're going to see what he does. Over.
Well, I certainly hope him the best. And I know if you put your magic on it, it came out, and it's the best it can be, right?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, he did a great job, I thought. He's older like me, and he's been out there, you know, for a long time and tried to make it. But I kept trying to tell him, it's like, man, you know, you have to have recordings. You gotta have recordings of yourself. You can't just go around and play live for everybody every minute. And I said, that's what the music industry is about. You know, not just playing live, but recording and people playing your records when you're not around. So he finally, he booked a couple more sessions. So we're going to find out. I told him he could get the album done before the end of the year. I'm not going to charge him a lot of money. I'm just going to help him. I'm going to do it like a labor of love.
Well, I've been doggone, Jeff. I've been doggone. Out of all these years I've been talking to you, I didn't realize you had a heart.
Yeah, I got one for sure. Yep. But anyway, he's an old friend too. Me and him, we played in bands together when we was 20 years old, man, 22, 23 years old. We played in bands together back then. So he's a long time friend. So you know how that goes. Anyway, yeah, so that's kind of some of the stuff goes on around here, man. The kids, the music, the radio. Hey, Reginald, now, one more thing about the radio. I got one more antenna that I really, really want, and I've been talking about it, and I've been planning on it, and I want to get one of those high towers, because I want to have a good DX antenna. Over.
Okay, well, now that is a premium antenna. And of course, you can get it to operate from 6 meters up to 160 with the add-on kit for 160, and of course, a lot of radios down. So it has over the years, and that bad boy has been around for many, many, many years, and it has proven itself over the years. So that's not a bad decision right there. What type of, do you have any vertical up now?
Nope, I don't have a vertical. All I got is wire antennas and a beam.
The wire antennas, any of those in a inverted V configuration?
Yeah. I got two of them. The 40 meter cage dipole and the 80 meter double bazooka.
Okay. There again, you know, I work the world, and I'm not saying it to brag or stick my chest out, but I work the world on a dipole. And that was 10 through 80. The confirmation with ARRL with DXCC on several bands. A simple dipole will do it good too, but you cannot beat that high tower vertical. There's a lot of other verticals out there, but that high tower has proven itself over the years. November Sugar 4 Foxtrot.
Hey, right. Well, I'm just, you know, I'm still just really getting into this radio thing, you know, really good. I mean, I'm really still getting into it. You know, even though I've been around for a while, I'm usually in and out. But I'm putting more time in on the radio and more emphasis on this part of my hobby. So I imagine one day the studio will be phased out with all the equipment and everything. Moved. I'll probably give it to my son, and we'll probably just take that whole room in there and make it to my shack.
Just remember one thing, Jeff.
Okay.
We're getting old as hell, and someday you got to get rid of this stuff, so who's going to do that for you?
Well, yeah, I got four sons, so I've been schooling the whole time. You know, what to do. I've been telling them, you know, hey, we got a list of equipment down here. Whenever I buy a piece of equipment, I send the receipt to my wife and email, she got it. So they know what the value of stuff is. It ain't like they don't know.
Roger, boy. I have started unloading stuff around here. God, I started looking around. Excuse me. About a year ago, year and a half ago, I started looking around, and my good God, every time I open up a closet, there was something sitting in there. I go to another closet, there is something sitting in there. Oh, good God. I said, it's time to start getting rid of stuff. So I've, within the last 8 months, I have unloaded a whole bunch of stuff over here, Roger.
Oh, okay. Well, you do sell on eBay.
As I indicated, I've gotten rid of a bunch of stuff, Roger.
I just trying to figure out how you get rid of it. Cause, yeah, you know what? all my, I don't have an 11 meter radio. I don't own one. I used to have a bunch of them, and they all got moved out to the garage. And then one day, this guy came over, and he was still into 11 meters. And I was like, hey, come here, let me show you something. If we were out the garage, I think I had to stack about 8 or 10 radios. I said, can you haul these away for me? He was like, sure. He was more than happy to take those radios over.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been very fortunate, Jeff. I never had to advertise too many things to get rid of my local group. The guys that I deal with, I just throw a word out to one or two of those guys, and the next thing I know is somebody knocking on my door, right?
That's a good thing. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of stuff around here. I use most of my amateur equipment I use. I don't have a lot of excess amateur equipment. I have just two amplifiers. The one, the SP220, I've had that for about 10 years. I don't use it that often, but every now and then I'll fire it up, make sure it's still running, and it's a backup to my other amp. But radios, I got, you know, three radios, about four radios, and everything else is stuff I use, like my tuners and my power supplies, watt meters, stuff like that. So I'm not really over invested in radio equipment.
Roger. What rig are you operating now?
I'm on the 7300. I've been on it since last Thursday. I'm just getting used to it, trying to figure it out. Over.
Okay. Like I said earlier, man, I have not heard one of those as of yet. I mean, I've got a buddy of mine that bought one. And he called me up the day that the delivery person dropped it off. And I just got my radio. I said, well, when are you going to plug it up? He said, I'm plugging it up right now. And we jumped off to another frequency. I said, don't touch a thing. Let me hear how it sounds straight out the box. And I tell you the truth, man, I tell him, I said, you don't really need to do anything with that, right?
Yeah. The only thing I did was change. Jesse had me change setting the other day. He had me change the bandwidth from 2 to 200. 200 on the bottom and 28 on the 100 on the top. And I had went in and added a little bit more lows to the voice, but I think he wanted me to get some of it out, so I did. I went up with that change. But anyway, other than that, I haven't done anything. I have my amp off. I haven't done anything to it. The feature that I like the most on it so far has been the SWR meter, where you can see what your whole antenna is at one glance. You can just do one check and look at across the whole band and see where SWR is on your antenna.
Oh yeah. And like I say, as the manufacturers introduce something new, they always got something better and better and better. And as I indicated earlier, Brother Hicks over there, he'll give you the best information that he got to share. And he normally can filter out the BS stuff and not even mention it. So if you're working with him, are you on the hand mic now?
Yeah, I'm working the hand mic.
I know operating hand mic gets a little boring from time to time, but it's hard to beat that hand mic.
Yeah, no, it don't bother me, man. I've been squeezing the trigger of microphones ever since I was 20 years old, so I don't even think twice about it. It's just like driving the stick shift. I learned how to drive the stick shift, and none of that stuff bothers me. It's automatic.
Let me respond to Ken. Now, Ken, when these guys up here calling on the Al Park and all that other crap that come around here, I don't hear you telling them to shut up and they've been talking too long. But if Jeff and I want to see him run our mouth for the rest of the evening, if he want to continue to talk to me and I want to continue to talk to him, I think that's our prerogative. We was here having a conversation. If you would like to join in the conversation, I throw your call sign in. But I have never heard you tell anybody to come up here and tell running all the other nets and all that stuff that they've been running their mouth too long. So why can't I sit here and have a conversation?
Because you are you. I can't. I shut his radio off.
Get your butt.
You put your butt and go out there and cut some yard.
Look now. You know what? I'm glad you said that, because I went to the grocery store a while ago and a person looked at me and said, you going to cut my grass this year? I said, yes, ma'am, I sure am. But you know, you ought to be ashamed of yourself coming in here like that.
Man, what you say, sir? I'm retarded. And that goes, that's a double entendre. He meant both of them.
Oh, my God. Well, Ken, I know exactly where you're coming from. We both in the same boat, okay?
Yeah, I just wanted to say hello to both of y'all. I sit around there with redoing the antenna and come around here and I was checking SWRs, and when I hooked the radio up, and lo and behold, you go these grown 20s and 10 pluses. So I had to get in there and see if I can do the same there, brother.
Well, I actually been waiting for you to get on the radio. You know, the last text message you sent me was show me the power bill, how substantially it has dropped on your end. And I was so daggone jealous. I didn't text you back. I'll wait for you to get on the radio. I commend you, my brother. That is awfully, awfully on top of the world, Roger.
I can't wait for the summer.
Got air conditioner to do that.
Might not have an air conditioner to do that, but it sure gonna stay
And you're going to be smiling the whole time.
Yeah, so no, I'm very happy with it, man. I'm going to go ahead and buy me two more batteries, and that'll probably give me about 30,000 watts worth of storage. And like I said, man, in the summertime, if we get any of them days, you know, we're going to have 500 million days of rain now. But if we get them days where we have them long droughts and them hot spells, I'm still going to be smiling. Yeah, let's bring it home.
Do you have a particular, Jeff, I ain't forgot you. Ken, do you have a particular battery that you are purchasing?
Yeah, I'm doing those telecommunication batteries, those doggone 12-volt, 190-ampere-hours, man. Those are big girls.
Do you have a cat dealer near you, Caterpillar, the big old tractor, good God, what I'm trying to say, grading, the people that do earth moving, you have a cat dealer around you?
Yeah, but I can get those telecom batteries for $100 a pop.
Oh, with that. For price wise, that might be okay, but all right. Anyway, just look into some of their batteries, and they're a hell of a lot more than that. I mean, a hell of a lot more than that, but then you could probably get about 15 years out of one.
Well, those telecom should be about 10 to 12. I don't run it down no more than about 20, at the least 30%, and that's running, like I said, I got it running anywhere from, it keeps on at 8:30, and when the daylight hours, even when it's raining, and it kicks back off at 11:30 at night, so that's when I do that, and then I let the transfer switch the grid in for the night hours when you're out sleeping, because you're not using that much power. I'm still doing somewhere around 10K, 10 to 14K a day, and I think that might be on the refrigerator, so in the summertime, I'm going to run another cord back here to the back and put the refrigerator online, then I'm going to really see how it drops.
All right, well, I'm definitely interested in keeping up with how things go with you. Jeff, go ahead and pick it up, Jeff.
Hey, okay, Ken. Yeah, I was looking at your website the other day, man. I'm totally impressed, man. That's all I got to say, over. Oh, yeah, man. I'm going to tell you, that it has been a fun project. You know, it's one of these things when you have an idea, you know, try to thought about every which way it can go. And, you know, and you think about, damn, do I really want to spend this money? Is this really going to work? And when you do it, next thing you know, stuff start paying off. That's when you start grinning. When it doesn't have to be paid off. when you keep your wallet in your pocket or just pay, what's your percentage of electric bill drop? What's it give you? You got it in the percentage. What would it be?
Well, compared to last year,
you're looking at a little bit over $200 last year, and then this year, $86. Well, that's 75%.
It's going to increase, and you, I think what you'll find out is you'll find different sources and different methods, and you'll get so good at it that you might even be able to start your little business doing elsewhere. Then now you're talking about now you starting to get into the, what we call the high cotton, right?
Well, see, that's the problem.
When you retire, no, I don't want to do this as a business, right? But if I was younger, I definitely would be looking into it.
You know, I already got people stopping by and asking, and I told them, yeah, I'll consult. I'll tell you what you need and watch you do everything, but I ain't lifting a finger.
Okay, well, I don't know. Okay. Well, I'm not going to twist your arm, but you don't seem like the kind of guy who leaves the money on the table. I don't know. We'll see. Okay. Sounding good, man. What kind of antenna did you put up?
Oh, well, no, I just straightened out my
where the wind kind of came through. They messed up the car. We have a car. They go real 320 on that. Couple of legs on my fan. Now, back, I'm going to go back out again, see if I can throw this tube a little bit higher. Keep my fan to be used.
I'm gonna do like you all. I'm gonna be listening from a distance, but I got a couple of small things I'm gonna do around here in the house. But I'll run back in here and throw comments in throughout the evening. But I'm gonna get busy over here. Ken, Jeff, James, Bob, and everyone else that's on frequency that I spoke to, have a fantastic evening. And I'll come back with comments later. November Sugar for Foxtrot. I'll come back with comments later. November Sugar Full Fault.
Okay, Reginald, we'll talk to you later, man.
Or walking the beach, that type of thing. So we went to the gym this morning, which would have been our usual Tuesday morning at the gym. And so I guess we're back on a regular schedule. And I came home and I had a bunch of honeydews to do. Nothing really serious, but, you know, just the usual stuff. The usual house maintenance. And I'll probably go upstairs and turn on the TV and watch a little TV because the bands are a little stinko. I think I'll go disappear for an hour and come back. And I don't snack very much, Greg. I love to eat. I'm pretty badly diabetic. I take two different insulins every day. And so there's not much I can eat or snack on.
Nuts are probably good for breakfast.
Your signal there.
So we'll 73 with you. Hope to work you again some other time there. Bob, have a good day, good week, and a good year there.
Get. All righty, who's here? KC4VFI.
listening?
Yeah, everything is good. I was trying to hear that mobile because I couldn't get his call. I get a user message on him, and then he gets right back in the noise level, okay?
Okay, that's Bill in Mississippi, Whiskey 5, Bravo Uniform Yankee. He's a wild man down there, though.
Yeah, Whiskey 5, Bravo Uniform something, you said so up there, but good afternoon, Jiggy there. By all means. Bill, I'm going to just ride along for a few minutes, no doubt. Appreciate it, though. Until I get a serious grip on him, I'm not trying him because I don't hear all of what he's saying, okay?
Roger, roger. All right, well, it's good to hear you in there today. I heard you this morning on 3878, Retirees Net. It's good to hear you there, and it's good to hear you here on the 40-meter grid square, Ned, over.
Oh, yeah, I definitely appreciate being here, too. Thank you, Bill. I'll stand by for a minute and see what I can come up with.
Roger, roger. All right, that's Whiskey Delta 8, Queen Love Love up there in Michigan, and his name is Dean. He's riding along with us. All right, do we have anybody else who wants to jump aboard?
WQRA, WQRA, 12,
WQRA,